Most universities these days don't interview. There are just too many applicants. So they rely on the UCAS form, and in particular, the section where you've got to sum up your whole life so far in 4,000 characters. The so-called personal statement. Each teenager has to pitch themselves in just 47 lines. According to UCAS, they have to demonstrate their enthusiasm and commitment, and above all, ensure that they stand out from the crowd.
I remember that at the beginning, I just had a blank piece of paper, and I thought to myself, well, what have I actually done? And just sat there for about 5 minutes not writing anything.
Not surprisingly then, the writing of your personal statement looms over the final year at school like a dark cloud.
I think the main person or main people who helped me were my brother and sister.
My parents know my personality, but they were raised in a different country. They can't really put it into words as well as I can, to be honest.
But what should you say in your personal statement? I decided to investigate, choosing as my case study one of the most competitive subjects at university, law. I decided to make up a personal statement for an imaginary young man called Guy Summers. He wants to be a lawyer, like his uncle, but he's a bit of a rebel, and he's been in trouble at school. He's also a bit pretentious and cocky, and this is how his personal statement starts.
Aristotle once said that the law is reason free of passion. I disagree completely, and my evidence is my enormous passion for law at university. In my opinion, law has always had a bad name. Hamlet, thinking about suicide, talks about the law's delay, and in another play of Shakespeare's, Henry VI Part 2, when two characters are discussing how to achieve social justice, one says, "The first thing we do, let's kill all the lawyers." But despite its many faults, the law is vital to the way we live, and therefore it is what I want to study.
So there's the grand opening. I got it from cobbling together various examples on the internet. It doesn't sound as though Guy really spent very much time on it. He needs help. The first expert I'm asking to help is a director of sixth form, Gary Howells.
Here, this is the thing that a number of personal statements fall into, this wish to actually quote and wish to validate what you're saying with a series of quotes. So here we have Hamlet, we have Henry VI Part 2. I think that the problem with a lot of quotes is they seem good the first time you look at them, and then very often candidates keep the quotes almost beyond their need. And therefore the quote almost ends up somehow shoehorned in to show something which actually the candidate has moved long past.
Segment 1.
Most universities these days don't interview. There are just too many applicants. So they rely on the UCAS form, and in particular, the section where you've got to sum up your whole life so far in 4,000 characters. The so-called personal statement. Each teenager has to pitch themselves in just 47 lines. According to UCAS, they have to demonstrate their enthusiasm and commitment, and above all, ensure that they stand out from the crowd.
I remember that at the beginning, I just had a blank piece of paper, and I thought to myself, well, what have I actually done? And just sat there for about 5 minutes not writing anything.
Not surprisingly then, the writing of your personal statement looms over the final year at school like a dark cloud.
Segment 2.
I think the main person or main people who helped me were my brother and sister.
My parents know my personality, but they were raised in a different country. They can't really put it into words as well as I can, to be honest.
But what should you say in your personal statement? I decided to investigate, choosing as my case study one of the most competitive subjects at university, law. I decided to make up a personal statement for an imaginary young man called Guy Summers. He wants to be a lawyer, like his uncle, but he's a bit of a rebel, and he's been in trouble at school. He's also a bit pretentious and cocky, and this is how his personal statement starts.
Segment 3.
Aristotle once said that the law is reason free of passion. I disagree completely, and my evidence is my enormous passion for law at university. In my opinion, law has always had a bad name. Hamlet, thinking about suicide, talks about the law's delay, and in another play of Shakespeare's, Henry VI Part 2, when two characters are discussing how to achieve social justice, one says, "The first thing we do, let's kill all the lawyers." But despite its many faults, the law is vital to the way we live, and therefore it is what I want to study.
So there's the grand opening. I got it from cobbling together various examples on the internet. It doesn't sound as though Guy really spent very much time on it. He needs help.
Segment 4.
The first expert I'm asking to help is a director of sixth form, Gary Howells.
Here, this is the thing that a number of personal statements fall into, this wish to actually quote and wish to validate what you're saying with a series of quotes. So here we have Hamlet, we have Henry the Sixth Part 2. I think that the problem with a lot of quotes is they seem good the first time you look at them. And then very often candidates keep the quotes almost beyond their need. And therefore the quote almost ends up somehow shoehorned in to show something which actually the candidate has moved long past. Mm-hmm.